just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Ones Below is a British film that is a horror movie, although it probably won't be branded as such. The Rebecca De Mornay movie from the 80s, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, about sort of a nanny from hell, which has a subgenre in the parental anxiety formula of things that can go wrong with babies that either involve being possessed or having some type of problem with parenting. So there's the Truth About Kevin, these type of films, where the child has an issue, the parents try to figure it out, and it ultimately turns out to be some type of demonic possession or sociopathic tendency, all of which points to the sort of Frankensteinian monster fear inherent in Mary Shelley's book about Dr. Frankenstein, and that is those things that we create with good intentions, or at least in the case of children, those things that we create with maybe at least not bad intentions, what happens when they don't match what we were intending for them? What happens when sort of evil, where does it come from? And that sort of collective concern about the role of parenting and in the modern science of the lesser breed, that you can kind of trace cause and effect. The nature-nurture argument playing out in social science, where, you know, those babies that were touched more frequently versus ones that were left in their cribs, like how, what are the differences in behavior? Is it all explainable? And then we have a film like The Ones Below, which falls into that area of parental anxiety that concerns the pregnancy specifically, very much so in the lane of Rosemary's Baby, fear of control, fear of loss of control, and what is primarily a world geared towards men, and the sort of helplessness of the pregnant female to navigate her reduced role while pregnant in that universe. So that's where we find The Ones Below is a shorthand version of this, is to say that a pregnant couple living above another pregnant couple, and the two soon-to-be mothers hitting it off and going sort of swimming together, and then one, the main character sort of developing a sort of an obsession with the downstairs neighbor, the Icelandic, sort of traditionally beautiful woman who seems to just do whatever she wants with her time and has a husband that seems to do whatever he wants without and doesn't need to work. Spoiler alert, they have a dinner party for their downstairs neighbors in which their shoes are taken off, and as a result, the downstairs neighbors, there's an awkward conversation which is really uncomfortable and well filmed, sort of my dinner at Andre's, if Andre was a fellow pregnant woman who also ended up pushing me down the stairs. And again, that's a spoiler alert. So the couple falls down the stairs and has a miscarriage, blames the other couple for it, and let's just go full spoiler alert. You ready for this? We're going to spoil the entire film, so you might want to actually stop it if you want to watch this film. So what happens then is that the couple then leaves and goes back to Germany, then comes back feeling better. The baby's been born. They sort of start watching the baby. The mother who had the miscarriage sort of ends up watching the baby, secretly breastfeeds the baby, ultimately steals the baby and kills the mother, makes it look like a suicide, and that's the movie. Real uplifting flick, but it's done brilliantly, and the devil's in the details, and the devil being very much like Rosemary's Baby. It doesn't have the cavernous Polanski type movements around the apartment in which you lose yourself in, but it does feel like this duplex seems to be haunted in a way that Polanski first put into effect in New York City with the young Mia Farrow, and has continued to have his filmic legacy play out in this sort of surprisingly brilliant horror film, The Ones Below.